some names of people that were important. The president of American Airlines, and what was his name?
George Wardy.
Wardy.
W-O-R-D-Y.
Was he an early supporter?
Yeah, he was on our board. He became president of American Airlines just after he was named a regent for the college. By the way, he started out as a mechanic. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Worked all the way to the presidency of American Airlines. And I'll tell you why George was supportive. George had to move to New York right after he was named president. So he was almost named to our board of regents and then got on the next plane to New York to live. But he loved Tulsa. You know, and he came back and retired in Tulsa. He liked Al Phillips, and he wanted American Airlines to have their own computerized reservation system. I remember there were only boys in this room at this time. He says, boys, three of us, do you think you could train people to operate these computers if we put what we would call the Sabre system in Tulsa, Oklahoma? So I go back to my career, getting an early start with data processing in 62. Our experience, all of us in Dallas, and Bob Malott, who was our vice president for computer systems, he was a genius in that area. And he said, absolutely, we can train all you want, how you want them. That's how we ended up with Sabre system.
Wow. And in that moment, that was real key, wasn't it?
Oh, it was key. In fact, American Airlines, 10 years later, their Sabre system referred to us in their publication as the MIT of the Southwest in computer education.
So you and Dr. Phillips must have said, I believe we have something here, right?
Oh, gee. It was terrific. He was one of the early ones. John Subbott was another one. John was our board chair, and he was a good friend of the governor.
Dewey Bartlett Sr.
Yes. And Dewey was a big supporter of ours, too, by the way. He liked Votech, and I know he liked our school.
That was good to have the governor as a friend. Did funding come about because of Dewey's support of your concept?
Oh, yes. I couldn't say that directly, but yes, he had to have been key to that.
I think there's a neat Bartlett family story connected to the Southeast campus land.
Oh, it's a wonderful story. Later on, we were looking for land in the Southeast. Dewey was still alive. He had cancer, and he'd been senator. They had a nice plot of land out there. Dewey then passed on. Ann, his wife, and Dewey Jr. sold us that 80 acres out there for half price. And today it's worth... So I'll always be beholden to the Bartlett family for what they did.
Yeah.